Hi everyone, today I will be talking about worry, that five letter word, W-O-R-R-Y, that everyone is familiar to with to one extent or another. So what is worry? If you actually look in the dictionary, who knows how many meanings they're going to be. I personally never looked in the dictionary, but I know very well what it is, because I have experienced it. And then the question comes, is it necessary? What kind of frequency is and how does it affect us when we do it? Because ultimately, I have achieved everything that I desired in my life, but the pattern was like, I would achieve it, and it's going to take so much energy, time, hardship, even money, that although it's achieved, I feel like the outcome is not matching how much I've given to get it. So I couldn't even enjoy it. So what would be the point of that? Well, I personally unsubscribe for that. Because the truth is that actually we are supposed to enjoy life. There's much bigger picture on that and much deeper meaning. Even healing the planet is connected to we enjoying life. So what does this actually mean here? Well, enjoying life is to being more ourselves, embodying ourselves. We all are individuation of the source of creation. So we have all these omniscient powers. We are almighty, all-knowing, all-potent, all-powerful, and we're not using it. Most of us are actually stuck in the physical, emotional, mental world and in the rhythm of survival. So if this is not how we're designed to be, and worry is part of that, being stuck in there, being in survival mode. So then what can you do about it? Well, we can shift it. As always, everything is energy, and energy has a different frequency of vibration. And basically, energies with similar frequency attract, or with the same frequency would attract. So if somebody is experiencing worry, that's a low frequency of vibration. So by default, and that's a universal law here, they will be attracting things with that kind of frequency, which is going to be appearing in their reality as things that they don't like. There's even more things to worry about. It's not pleasant, because that's the frequency. As much as nobody expects to turn the TV and listen to the radio on the same station because it's a different frequency, the same thing here. If there's any kind of worry, we cannot possibly have, if you're experiencing worry, you cannot possibly expect results that will be matching a different frequency, that will be joyful or pleasant or anything like that. So, by default, by universal law, we basically attract more things to worry about, more of the same frequency. They'll be piling up and it's going to be getting harder and harder and more unpleasant. So, what's the solution then? Well, the solution is like to stop worrying. The question is that we are hardwired to worry. And without going into detail of how the brain works, how the mind, and actually have many minds, not just conscious, subconscious, not just two, it's a lot more than that. The truth is that actually worrying is something that we, in a way, copied and pasted from those around us in the first 7-10 years of life. Without even knowing what it is, we basically adopted that frequency from them. And so now we have it. And then by default, what happens is the switch of the brain about the age of 10 turns off. So it's not prone to change. Now it's prone to use whatever kind of information it got for the first 10 years of life. Well, what kind of information did we get? We copied and pasted those around us. So we have a lot of faulty programming, and it's operating on that. So how good is that? Well, is it serving us? No. Is it pleasant? No. The good news here is that actually we have the ability to turn that switch on, change all the programming in the brain, and actually the mind and the brain are not the same thing. You know, the brain is this thing in the head that we can take a picture of, we can see that gray, wrinkled substance. And as I said, the mind actually has different levels of mind. We all have 15 different levels of mind, and they're different than the brain. The mind actually is everywhere. It's not just, you cannot show a picture of the mind. There is a picture of the brain, that thing in the head, but the picture of the mind is not. The mind exists, though, with all of this, it's 15 levels. The question is that it's not a picture of it, because it's in every single cell, in every single particle of our body, even in our auric field, and expands around us. Depends on how it's set. And we could be, you know, stuck in some physical, emotional, mental minds, like those are conscious, subconscious, and emotional levels of it, and that's not serving us. So the thing is that we can actually recognize and shift it. We can switch on the button in our brain that is for change, and actually change things around. You know, if you don't like what your computer or smartphone is doing, you can change it, the programs. You can remove some programs. You can uninstall, install different software, scan it for viruses. Well, the same thing here. We can do the same, but you have to turn your computer on and do that. You cannot have it turned off and expecting it to do it. So the same thing here. We have to turn on the switch in our brain that allows change and go there and change it. So actually I've done this to myself and others. Basically, literally disable and uninstall the worrying machine, because that's like a mental program. It's a resonant mental program. And then after it's uninstalled and removed completely, then now you can, how much pleasure can you stand? You can actually increase the pleasure. And the truth is this, that pleasure has a very different frequency from worry. So those frequencies cannot coexist. So that's why it's not possible to worry and to be experiencing pleasure at the same time. So the moment the worry machine is activated, we go into survival mode, the back part of our brain lights up. We're in a crisis, and what happens is basically the pleasure is completely turned off, and it may not turn on unless you do it manually. The great news is we can actually do those things manually. So for many of us, actually we found ourselves experiencing worry sometimes when it doesn't even make sense logically. It's just like, you know, when you feel worried, what happens? You feel disabled, like you cannot function properly. And yes, the whole physiology of your body is even shut down because you're in survival mode. So freeze, flee, or fight. Those are the responses available. So everything else, like the frontal cortex of the brain, is completely shut down, so it doesn't use energy. Yeah, but that's the place that you want to be on. So basically, it's not even available. Digestion, all these things are completely shut down because you should be, you know, fighting or flying, so it's not necessary to be digesting. So this is like a mechanism for a short time to go through whatever, use all the energy instead of being used for different subconscious functions of the body, to be used for fighting, flying, or freezing. The thing is that this is not serving us. And the great news is that we can actually change it. The same way, like if you prefer to install a new program, remove an old one from your computer, you can do that. Well, you can do the same for yourself. Basically, disable and uninstall that mental program of worrying that is causing so much problems. And it's important to recognize that once you start worrying, what happens? Well, as I said, you attract people, places, events, opportunities, situations, environments that are congruent to the frequency of worry, which would be feeling like that, so it wouldn't be pleasant. And is this a good thing to do? Well, everybody has a preference, but if you think that it's good, or it feels good, so then probably should look at some blockages that are preventing you from being yourself, because we are actually not here to be experiencing pain or worry or anything diminishing like that that disables us from being who we truly are, which is individuation of the divine with all the omniscient properties that come with it. Basically almighty, all-knowing, ever-present. We have this amazing higher sensory perceptions, not only the five senses of the physical body, but of our higher senses that we can use to do magnificent things, what's considered magic and so on and so forth, just built into us. Question is that when the warring machine is on, all these are completely out and unavailable. So obviously it's not the turning the warring machine off and disabling it and uninstalling it is the only thing that you can do, because you have to activate and access, you know, our higher sensory perception gifts. But it is a necessity. So basically there's no substitution. One cannot have the worrying machine still running, even if it's from time to time, and effectively and efficiently use the high sensory perceptions and also live in a joyful, pleasant life. The thing is that we are all conditioned in one or another to suffering, survival, these kind of unpleasant things. That's why we manifest these kind of outcomes very easily and quickly. But the truth is that we are not wired to do that. We are wired to do exactly the opposite, to live in pleasure, abundance, joy, and to manifest with absolute ease and certainty all this. States continuously, not to go into some other and just, you know, for a fraction of a second or whatever, experience something pleasant and then just go back to survival mode. So that's what I wanted to touch on today, that just the mere fact that we can decide there is no point of worrying. There's basically absolutely no benefit for you or for anybody else when you worry, but also not neutral. It's not like, well, okay, it's unpleasant, but I'll go through it. It is not neutral. It's actually negative, because it's a very intense low frequency that amplifies and attracts more of the same and piles up. So it's actually affecting you, everything around you directly, and the whole planet, even galactic universal levels. Definitely collective consciousness indirectly. And it doesn't feel good. So what is the point? There's actually no benefit, no point, no nothing. But the thing is that sometimes we deceive ourselves with lies such as, well, but there's nothing I can do. Yeah, that's just wrong. There's always something that you can do. Everything is a choice. Yes, so now hear about choice. Well, the choices could be conscious or unconscious. Yeah, everybody's going to say, well, I didn't choose this on purpose. You know, who's going to choose something that's unpleasant and all this? Yeah, so I didn't choose it consciously. But what happens is we're continuously choosing for every single thing. And most of the choices actually are made unconsciously from all the programs that we have in our unconscious minds. And even if you consciously decide I want something, what's going to happen is the unconscious mind is going to manifest if the program of the unconscious is contradictory to what you consciously want, because the unconscious is much more powerful. So basically, the solution here is to get rid of all the garbage, energetic garbage that's in the unconscious in the form of beliefs, programs, thoughts, emotions, and other forms that basically is preventing us from manifesting whatever we consciously choose. And all of us can do that. Again, it's the first step starts with awareness is available and decision that you want it and complete commitment that you're going to get it. Because then the question comes, are you just interested for this to be like that, or are you committed to going to have it? You know, those who are interested, they only do whatever feels comfortable, whatever is whatever, and they will just never get the result. Those who are committed, they're going to go full on, and they will get it. So, yes, the first step to this is decide that's what you desire, and commit you're going to achieve that. So, the moment you do this, the next step will be revealed to you, and everything is going to show up. So and the interesting thing is that actually we're wired so much to respond to things that even if an image is shown to us for milliseconds, like a few milliseconds, so our conscious mind couldn't detect there's an image. We didn't physically see with our eyes. We're not aware we saw an image because it was flashed for a very short time, milliseconds. If we're actually attached to a scanning machine, immediately the worrying centers of the brain will light up. The blood will remove from the pleasure centers, and we'll be out of control. We'll be worrying because we didn't even see it. What happened is physically, with the physical sense of the body, but our brain saw it. So it's like a subliminal message. So then the thing comes, you know, when you listen to news, which are always negative, and what's the contribution? There isn't any to you. So why would you listen to this? Or commercials or stupid things like that. You basically are continuously enforcing this kind of worrying frequency in you. And why would you do that? Can you just choose something more playful and more pleasant? Well, again, everything is a choice. And when we do this and feel like a victim, well, I didn't have a choice, that's how it was. No, you always have a choice. And if you decide and commit to this, that I always have a choice, and I'm going to choose what is actually for my highest benefit so I can embody my higher self and be all this omniscient almighty being that I am by default, then things start to turn around. But if you actually by default decide, I'm a victim, I cannot do anything, then that's what you're going to get. So it is important, again, to know that this whole thing is completely reversible, as simple as disabling and uninstalling a program and installing another one that works for you. You're not a victim, you are in control. And it's important to recognize that, you know, everything is a choice and you're continuously choosing. Even if it seems like you're not choosing or letting somebody else to choose, then you're actually allowing the collective to choose for you with all their discordant thoughts and images. So that's the choice that you're going to get. So why not actually choose to manifest whatever you want instead of letting yourself in some distorted collective consciousness? Here I'd like to mention again, there's a difference between man-made laws and universal laws. The man-made laws have exceptions, loopholes. I'll give an example. The universal laws are universal. There is no loop. There is no exception. There's no, oh, I didn't know it. It doesn't matter if you know it or not. If you're aware of it or not, it's working all the time. There's no exception. Everything and everyone is subject to it. So that's the universal law. And the man-made law is the one we've made for, you know, so we can live in a society. I'm not saying one is good or the other one is bad or anything like that. It's just there is a difference that once we know, it makes sense for us. So basically the man-made law is like, for instance, there's a stop sign, you have to stop. No matter if there's anybody around you or not, because it's a stop sign. Well, the question is here that if actually there's nobody around, even if you don't stop, nothing happens. Because it's not universal law, it doesn't have a consequence. So, or you can take a stop sign and put it in the middle of your living room and never stop there. And so you'll be going against the man-made law all the time and nothing will be happening. Again, because it's not universal, there are exceptions and loopholes. The question is, all these things that I'm talking about, they are universal law. So there's no exception, there's no loophole. The best thing to do for us is to become aware of what it is and align ourselves so we can get maximum benefit from it instead of getting disadvantages because you're not aware. So that's pretty much it. We have all the power to do whatever we choose to do, and it is completely in our control to disable and completely remove from our programs the ones that cause us to worry. Because the truth is that even if it seems like you're in a situation that, you know, it is worrying, again, once you start worrying, there is no way you could properly approach or do anything that will bring beneficial results, because you're in a low frequency that actually brings negative results to you. You're disabled. All these powers that you have no access to them. So you basically cannot help the situation, make it better, resolve it in a way that's pleasant, but you become a victim that adds more to it, to its worrying stuff. So that's why it's completely clear immediately that there's no point of that whatsoever. And only because it happens to every one of us, it doesn't mean that it's normal. It is just too common. Again, that's why I'm talking about it today, because there is a way to permanently get rid of it and to permanently start to align with who you really are on all levels of awareness. So that's my invitation to you. Decide and commit, and the next step will open to you. This is something that I've done for me, done for others, and it works perfectly. But the prerequisite is we have to acknowledge that we have the power to do all this, instead of being the victim that has no choice and we are an effect of somebody else's manifestations, which when we don't take control of our lives, we are. And I would like to finish with this inspiration here, addressing divine consciousness, the male, the female, divine energies, father, mother, life. You are our life, our constant support, our health, our protection, a perfect fulfillment of every necessity and our highest inspiration. We ask you to reveal the true reality of yourself to us. We know it is your will that we shall be fully illumined, that I may better receive awareness of your presence within and around us. We believe and know that this is possible. We believe that you protect and maintain us with imperfect love. We know that our eventual purpose is to express you. As here, express the divine consciousness, which has nothing to do with any worrying. You know, when I just realized that I started the dishwasher shortly before I was supposed to speak here, so there'll be the noise from the dishwasher and it's going to be recorded. Yes, you know, one way was to worry, and another way is just to understand that everything is synchronicity. So there's a contribution from this moving water from the dishwasher. It's like allowing you to having like a sound effect to go with what I'm saying, if it's heard on the recording, instead of, you know, trying to stop it and all this in the middle of the cycle, you can just let it be and see how I will respond to it. Am I going to stay calm and collected and okay, which actually was the case. So that's how we express divine consciousness, by embodying ourselves. Definitely has nothing to do with worrying, but the opposite of it. As I speak to you, we know that you are perfectly receptive of us, for you are universal loving intelligence. Universal loving intelligence, which has so marvelously designed this world and brought it into visible form. This is it. The universal loving intelligence didn't create us to sit in worries. We made up that, then we copy and paste from each other collectively, and now it's time to get rid of it. I know that as we ask you to speak to us, we are sending out a consciousness searchlight into your divine consciousness, and as we listen, you will be penetrating our human consciousness and coming ever closer to our increasingly receptive minds and hearts. We commit ourselves and our lives into your care. Yeah, that's exactly what I say, a human consciousness. I realize this consciousness comes from the lower minds, like the physical, emotional, mental, that we have all these glitches running on the background and programs that are not serving us and beliefs that are faulty, and we respond to them and we wonder, why is this feeling so bad? Why is it so difficult and hard? Well, because you haven't allowed ourselves to be who we have the capacity to be, who we are by default. So if we turn all the switches that work for us, we activate all this worrying and other things that decapacitate us, and then we wonder, well, why is this so hard and difficult and unrewarding and unpleasant and all? Well, look what you've done. Look at your switchboard. What are the switches doing? The pain is turned to the top, the worry is turned to the top, the pleasure button is completely dormant, covering cobwebs, completely off, hasn't been on for I don't know how long, and so on and so forth. Well, now my invitation is, decide you want to change it, commit you're going to do it, and then get on it. Once you do this, the next step will be shown to you. Thank you, and enjoy the day.